Radio. Welcome to the show. Every day, 11 to 2, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Just got my notification. Fam bam, March Madness brackets. Ready to go. Courtney is the, what you call it, chairperson, whatever you call it.
Wow.
She's running.
And her dog already did a list.
The dog's got him, too.
Her dog, Disco. Yep. Did a bracket list according to cool mascots. Watch the dog win.
It's on brand.
Right.
It's going to happen. Good morning, JP. How are you?
I am not in brackets yet. I don't know if I'll even...
I'm not personally in brackets yet. But,
no.
What by tomorrow, I will be at least two.
Is anybody in the building running them?
Jess is. The email came in. Jess is a girl in our building who has always done this for maybe... It feels like 20 years, but I don't know.
Right.
She wasn't going to do it this year, and her sister implored her. She must do the brackets, and so she put them out, and I think an email might have come through last night.
Okay.
So, yes, we are going
to
be in.
Monica, do you have six of them ready to go and ready to put into a folder in plastic and a three-ring binder? And...
Well, JP, I was...
So you can reflect.
Well, she's glad you asked.
So you can reflect.
I was reflecting last night when I fell. Usually it's the Tuesday before the play-in games, and
yeah.
I looked over some of my old stuff, and it was kind of cool. And then, yeah, I picked new, and then I had to pick an NIT bracket because the Bulls are in NIT, and Iowa is in NIT. What? So
I was out of down for the count. They didn't get in?
No.
We're not talking about it.
Why not?
Yeah, they did. Because it's so painful.
It was, like,
it was a
they,
tough one. I got to say.
I don't know anything about
lost.
It. Were they on the bubble?
So no. They were ranked and ready to go if they would just.
Right.
And I've told you this when you were well.
If they won their championship.
You got to win. Well, you got to also just win out. Like, you can't.
You,
right.
You had to win the last game. You had to win the thing. And they lost their last regular game of the season, even though they were still AAC champs. But then they lost that last game, and then they won the first game handedly. Like, I was like, this is going to be good because
in their tournament,
because you know they didn't just barely squeak, but they really beat a team they were supposed to really beat. It's a good sign. And then the second game, and for the record, in program history, USF has never won two games in the AAC or in their conference. Tourney.
Championship.
So,
and they didn't do it again this year.
And I thought this team was so different with all the records and everything. And so it's just disappointing. And to be honest with you, I've said it before, so I'm going to say it again. It's honestly embarrassing that it's the NIT. I would have, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the year, NIT would have been like, yes, this is going to be fantastic. We're going to make a conference. They haven't done this in forever.
Yeah,
and blah, blah.
You would have signed up for it.
I would have signed up for it quickly. And now it's embarrassing. And I said two things. And I said this online, so I'm not talking out of school or anything. All or nothing. If I wanted them either to lose last night and just be done with it, but if they're going to win last night, then you need to win the whole G-darn mofo NIT and be done with that. They can't. There's no in between.
It's so funny. Right. I'm on my way into work this morning, and we all know I know nothing about this stuff. Nothing.
Well, you should consult me because I know everything.
Right,
and I love March Madness. One of my passions.
I'm listening to the news,
right up there with
and they're talking about some school in like Staten Island, Wagner, I guess they played last night and they beat somebody, so now they go in.
And they got
to play North Carolina.
Wagner won, and they... Well,
I'm like, why bother?
Suckers.
No, but hold on, JP. That's the fun about the tournament is it used
you
to be
know.
That no 16 has ever beat a one seed.
It happened last year, right?
It happened a couple years ago. It's happened. There's so many different things. I'm not saying they're going to beat UNC. I have UNC going pretty far. But...
For
Wagner, that's a huge... Wagner's doing better than USF. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're in the
so
big
they,
game.
They were in a position to win their way into the tournament. Right?
Yeah.
So,
And there's two games like that again tonight. By the way, I have perfect...
Let's see what the point spread is against North Carolina.
Oh,
shall we?
21, I'll say.
Let's see. Where is NCAA game lines? Here we go. Ba-ba-bum.
I haven't even looked yet.
My brackets are perfect at NIT and NCAA, just letting you know after last night.
Are they perfect?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know the spread. I'm just not going to tell you.
24 and a half.
Yep, that was a
24.
Oh, yeah. Right on top of the
24 and a half.
I think Wagner is the story where they have like six guys who are playing. I think they...
No, ready for this? They have seven guys. And they've had no contact practices for the last 2 weeks. So nobody can get hurt.
But they won last night. Like, don't you, aren't
how
you
did
happy?
They do it?
Are
what
you happy for them? Like, that's ridiculous. That's so cool.
I'm not happy. I'm not unhappy. They mean, like, it means zero to me.
Right,
I would have paid some attention if St. John's would have got themselves in there.
What?
For whatever reason, because there's a little bit of nostalgia from back in the day when, you know, Mullins was there and Jason Williams was there and all that kind of
thing. That's the last time I paid attention.
Right. So, and that's what, 30 years ago we're talking about?
35 years ago. Right. Yeah.
So I probably would have paid a little bit of attention, and Patino was there. So it would have been, you know, that would have been a little bit interesting.
If a team is that decimated, and the way the, you know, the way they select the teams and all that kind of stuff, shouldn't there be, you have to have a minimum of, and if you don't, then as good as you were, you can't be in it.
It's like a band. You need a certain amount of original members to still call yourself a band.
No, they don't,
but they need a certain amount of players. And
I got news for you. You don't need a certain amount of members because Foreign is going around playing arenas and playing the amphitheaters, and there's nobody left.
About to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We'll see.
Molly Hatchet just sold out by us, and there's nobody even close to the original members of that band, and they sold out. I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
So now, I mean, well, Wagner won, and somehow they beat Howard, but 18-15 Wagner beat 18-18 Howard. I mean, how does Indiana State and St. Charles not even get into there?
And what was that? What was Florida? I'm having a rough
USF.
Day. USF. What was their record?
Oh my God! That was because you couldn't remember USF. USF.
You have no idea.
I don't honestly remember their actual, but they have more wins this season in program history. Like, they broke all of these flipping records. Like, they were.
My point being, if you got 18-18 playing to get into the tournament,
They had 25.
26-7.
Okay. Right, but my point is, you just said they were 18-8. Rod said Howard was 18-18, and Wagner was 18-15.
Yeah.
So those guys are playing to get in, but USF has had what, 25 wins? You said
there's a lot of things like that.
At the end, it just sucks, and it's an AAC. What you have to understand is AAC is not respected at all, and so they're going to make room for the. The ACC is really in the Big Ten and all of that.
Sunday, I'm laying down watching TV, you know, still kind of just dazed from being sick, whatever it is. And I just happen to have the bracket thing on, right? And they announce all the brackets and all the other stuff. And I was honestly looking for USF. But they take forever to announce these brackets,
right? Well, no, they don't. It took a half an hour. I was watching it, and they have to do it separate
by
separate.
I got it, but in, like, layman time, like, they do half the bracket, then they do the other half the bracket, then they got to go to the next region and do half that bracket and then half that bracket. Come on!
Exciting. What do you want him to do?
And I just wanted to see. And then you got teams from, like, California playing in the East. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Well, that's true.
So, I'm waiting there to see if USF got in. And it's just, it started taking too long. I'm like, all right, I can't do this. But then they start saying that there are one specific conference that had like six teams get in. Mm-hmm. Like it's an inordinate amount of teams from this conference. Yeah. And I'm on the same show that I'm watching. It's like ESPN or one of the ESPNs, whatever it is, Fox Sports, whatever it is. They're saying all of a sudden there's conspiracy theories because that conference just happens to have their TV deal with who?
Oh, you're
CBS.
Kidding. Oh, no.
Right? So now all of a sudden I'm like, this thing isn't 6 minutes old. Yeah, this thing is not 6 minutes old. And the talking heads are already jumping out conspiracy theories that the only reason they got six teams in there is because their TV contract is with CBS. I'm like, whatever.
That was the other reason I knew USF wasn't going to do it, because they already had two AAC teams in there, one who won it and one who did pretty well. So it's like, you know, they're not going to give it to a team who lost their last season and then lost out of the tournament and who are supposed to do so well. And it's depressing, but keep in mind, so tonight there's more games, of course, which last night I was flipping all over the place. It's so fun. I love this time of year.
You're the first four just don't get me.
But
I
then
didn't
there
even
are also NIT
night.
Games, too, that I had to watch to make sure who was going to look good or whatever, because hopefully USF ends up playing far into it. Well, and so Third Leg Red just reminded me things that tonight VCU and Villanova play. And if VCU wins, which I'm hoping they do, and I have them on my brackets too, then USF will host the next game at the Yuengling Center here in Tampa.
For the NIT.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm excited. That would be kind of cool. And also, because they played UCF last night, which not only is the hated rival for forever, and everybody hates them, and I almost swore I hate them so much, but they had a bus from the school go from campus to Orlando, and the turnout, and I could hear them. I was listening to the game, and I was watching the Iowa game and listening to the USF game last night at 9, and I could hear the crowd. Like, just through, you know, the actual radio broadcast of it, they were super loud. And it did, I think it did wonder. So if it ends up being here in Yingling, I'm going to be happy that the students will have a good.
Are there any Florida teams in? I'm looking for two things. I'm looking for Florida teams and Iowa teams. I see Iowa State, which I know you hate.
Yes, I do. And they're really good, and I hate their guys.
I don't see Iowa. And no, they're in the NIT. And I don't see any teams from Florida.
No, you don't.
So what do you do?
I think Florida Atlantic. Made the NCAA. That's what you're looking at?
I don't see it. They did. Maybe they did. I don't see it.
They did.
But they got to play the winner of UConn-Stetson. And so if they beat Northwestern, they play UConn-Stetson. And they play UConn.
I know you and the Belchers are tight. So Appalachian State's probably one of your...
They're in the NIT. So here's the thing about that. So App State...
I'm looking at the NIT here. Okay.
Oh, are you? Oh.
Well, no. Well, the NCAA...
You're looking at NCAA. The NIT has App State in it. If it comes down to it, App State and USF would play... to closer towards the end of it because they're on opposite sides of the brackets. But USF and Iowa are on the same side of the bracket. And it looks like a couple of games in, USF and Iowa would play.
It's possible.
And I will tear my hair out. So there's that.
Right. My question is this.
Tough.
Why do they have a whole tournament for losers?
Hey, they're not losers. They're invited to play. They're not losers.
No, they're invited to play. I'm being honest, layman speak. Absolute layman speak. It's a whole bunch of teams that didn't qualify for the NCAA.
Correct.
So they're losers.
Right.
They're not
you know
losers,
what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean, like, I don't know them personally to say they're losers. I'm saying their team didn't qualify for the big dance. Mm-hmm. So, hey, money grab idea. Let's do another tournament.
Well,
for the team.
There's another tournament, too, the CBI, which USF won a few years ago.
Okay, my point being, can we agree that it's all money grab stuff?
Well, the NIT has been around a long time.
I know.
NCAA used to not be the biggest tournament.
I know, but it's not like you
NIT
have.
NIT was.
It's not like you have, now that you have the college football playoff, whatever the hell it is, it's not like there's another set of playoffs for
the
less
than. You got the UFL now. You got the UFL for people who don't make the NFL and want to try and, you know, keep playing and.
I got that, but they're not playing to try and win. You know what I'm saying? You have one team that think that's playing for a Super Bowl. Like, that's the creme de la creme. These other teams didn't lose and end up in the UFL. They're new. Like, these are teams that played a whole season in the same leagues and conferences as the teams that are in the big tournament. Weren't good enough for whatever reason. Injuries, they just not good. No player, whatever it is. And then they go into... you're over there in the in the B team tournament. You know, I don't know. It just seems like, and I think it is. It's all about money.
I think all sports are about money,
right? But you know, in the NIT, you're not playing for a national. Especially the
yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's got a lot of history,
NCAA.
And it was like the first tournament that everybody used to go into a long time ago. And then the NCAA got it together and made their own tournament, and then they made their way. Until I was in high school in the 80s, it became big.
So the governing body for all of college sports is the NCAA.
Yes.
Right. Governing body, all of college sports. I don't care if you throw a javelin or you catch touchdowns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
NCAA, right?
He's not catching javelins.
Now, all of a sudden, where does this NIT come in?
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with it? There are no teams that
they're
play.
They're invitational. Like, golf, there's invitational. Like,
they invite you, but I think it was founded a long time ago by, writers or broadcast, something like that. And so it's been around forever, and it still lives.
But they're inviting what's left.
Yeah, because they can't play both. They can't. So they have no choice. The NCAA is bigger, and they probably have an agreement.
I'm not saying it shouldn't happen, but let's call this what it really is. Because even if you win, okay, you're the NIT champions. And, you know, who remembers that? They remember national championships,
right? They talked about it last night. Who won the NIT? Like, I mean, listen, again, I understand. For me, it's about money, but I also think it's about prestige. And so, yes, NIT is less prestigious. Everybody knows that. However, these college kids want to still dance in March. They're still playing hoops in March. It's the goal. The ultimate goal is NCAA, but if you can turn down, there's a lot of teams. They had a list of them. A lot of teams who turned down the Invitational. In fact, the women's basketball.
You know why? Self-respect.
The women. Are you ready for this?
So they can look at themselves in the mirror, for Christ's sake.
The women's USF basketball team. The coach put out a whole thing online about, you know, thanks. We love this team. We love playing. They got invited to the NIT. And there used to be an in the NCAA one. They're really, really, really good. And they got it invited to the NIT, and they turned it down. Like, there, he was like, no, we were looking for, you know, a different goal, and that's, you know, respect and all of that, but we're not doing it.
Let's see if we can agree on this. At best, it's the original participation trophy.
It's the original March Madness, but NCAA took it over.
It's the original.
I would say that, but not all teams. That to me is everybody gets a trophy. This is not everybody gets an invite.
I know, but I love the fact. So you had, who was it? Was Rodney? Was it Harrison? Who's the one that was playing for the Steelers? When the whole participation trophy thing started coming out and his kid's team didn't win. And his kid got a trophy. He's like, not on my watch. No way. You champions get trophies. You're not, and they made him give it back. And that was when the whole.
That's great.
I mean, we're talking about. I think it was Harrison. I want to see if it was from. I know it was a dude from the Steelers. I think his name was Harrison.
I can't believe you remember that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Because we spent a lot of time on the other show talking about participation trophies and all that garbage. Yeah. And, like, the fact the teams that turn it down, I feel like, are the ones whose parents took away the participation trophies. Like, no, you didn't get to the dance. You didn't get to cut down a net, which, by the way, I do think is, like, a pretty cool friggin' tradition.
Absolutely.
I think the whole net cutting down a thingy.
It's awesome.
When they do
I do like that.
And they play One Shining Moment at the end, and they have all the highlights of all the crazy games that happened the entire 3 weeks of the most exciting 3 weeks in sports. And it's chills and it's tears, and you're just, it's so exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty, it is actually pretty awesome.
The song.
I'm sorry.
Brett.
Holy crap. Oh my gosh. You've never fallen asleep during... Wow.
Woo. Brett, are you just not basketball? Like, you don't like NBA either? You're just not a basketball?
I used to like, it's number four on my list of sports. It used to be number two for me. I used to have baseball, basketball,
hockey and football.
Could flip a coin at that time. Yeah. Now since the Knicks, which were my number one team, were so bad for so long, I just lost complete interest in the sport. And so now it's number four for me, hockey number two, baseball number one, football number three.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, sorry.
One shining moment.
All right, I'm gonna pull.
One shining moment.
I'm gonna pull a gun to your head.
Yeah.
Pull Monica here. Gun to your head.
Yes.
The preliminary rounds of the NCAA tournament, or the preliminary rounds of the World Cup.
Basketball, NCAA, all the way.
Oh, yay! Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind basketball.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, again, lost interest because the team that I rooted for didn't care about me. So I didn't care about that.
So you like the sport of basketball better than you like the sport of soccer, hands down.
Yeah, okay, let's do that one better. The preliminary for the soccer or the one, like Summer Olympics. I'll do the Summer Olympics, which are more exciting. You have to watch all of them.
I have to watch all of them? No, we're doing basketball.
No. It's between your soccer and... the Olympics.
Oh, between soccer and the Olympics. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Gotta watch the World Cup or you gotta watch the Olympics.
That's a tough choice.
I have to watch everything with the Olympics?
Yep. And you have to watch all of the games of the World Cup. Yeah, well, you gotta pick a team and follow it.
Ay.
And those are two fun things, for the record. Like, fun things.
Well, it depends on what Olympics. Are we talking Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics?
Summer. I chose summer because they're more exciting, I think.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah?
I may have to do soccer. Maybe. I mean, that's really tough.
It's so close.
Where is that gun? Is the gun nearby? Is it within reach?
It's a BB gun, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
BB gun. Oh, my God. Pain as well.
The gold medal round of women's gymnastics.
Oh, that's fun.
Or the World Cup final.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Come on, Brett.
Pride for America.
So America is America in both though? Do we have America in the World Cup finals and an American gymnast?
No,
American gymnast for sure. Simone Biles is back. You'll be watching Simone Biles.
So American gymnast in the finals.
Do not have.
You have to watch the mat routines and the flipping stuff with an American in there, or you got to watch the World Cup finals. Both take the same amount of time, same type of afternoon. No other factors.
Let's go gymnastics.
Wow, let's go. Gymnastics over the World Cup final.
I really thought the World Cup finals had a shot.
Yeah. Because you know they're moving around, they're doing stuff. You know, where soccer is just kicking that ball up and down. Oh, look, they didn't score again. Oh, look, they're stopping again.
I mean,
oh, look,
wrong.
This one fell down, but he didn't have to fall down.
Last one. Darts versus cornhole. On ESPN.
I did watch some cornhole on ESPN the other day, yeah. And you know what I saw, too? You guys
so
see this?
So cornhole over darts.
Cornhole over darts.
Loser.
Yeah. And, no, I'm with that.
And I saw the World Tag Association.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's like parkour, and they're running around and diving over ramps and bars and all that stuff.
It was on the
professional tag.
It was it was on Yes Network the other day. Yep. Yankees Network.
It's been on ESPN too.
Man,
as well.
Tag, where it's like an obstacle course, and the guys running around. It's the game of tag, but on an obstacle course.
Yeah. So it involves just like parkour, where you're bouncing off, hopping over things and up ramps and around whatever, and you're trying to just get contact with the guy. It's literally tag, but in a an obstacle thing.
A game of tag. Or that thing at the with the dog show where they have to run through the obstacle course. Like they have to go up the seesaw on one side, the seesaw, they have to jump stuff real fast, turn around on a dime.
As cute as the dog show is right after the Thanksgiving Day parade, I'm going to have to go tag.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like the dogs you get tired after a while. Okay.
The Kennel Club official dog show and it loses to that?
Yeah. If I have to watch for an extended period of time, I would go tag.
I watched some Jack Russell like it had a bottle rocket up its ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
1 hour, Brett. 1 hour of each. It's really.
But the competition part, I feel like, is just very little. They're just usually just walking around, right?
No, I'm not talking about the boring stuff. I'm talking about when they have the dogs.
Okay, so just the competition?
Yeah, just the competition.
The owner runs next to it, right?
Okay.
With a leash, and they're running them through things and around things and over.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah. And then you see, like, the dogs go doing it with no problem, but some fat trainer is sitting there huffing around. They got to go through the barrels, and then they have one of those things that the kids have. It's like you pull it out. It's like... And they have to go through it like a little tunnel. Uh-huh. The dogs go through the tunnel. Then they have to hop things real fast.
Yeah. If it's just that part, I would watch the dogs over the
test. And then they have to get on their hind legs and do a limbo stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the talent portion I would watch. For an extended period
All right, now
of time.
We know.
Whew. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Very good. I was hoping you'd get to the dog show. My goodness. Way better than the human tag.
I've been watching more dog videos.
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just the random dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, they come
between,
up my feed.
Between Dave Portnoy and Miss Peaches.
Oh, yeah? That's the name of his dog?
I'm a big fan of Miss Peaches.
Everybody is. That dog is an internet favorite.
He goes, there was some chick who, I guess she was hot, and she, and she's like, she was trying to take shots at Dave Portnoy. She's like, I wanted to hate him, but he's got this dog that's like, the most unadoptable dog, but he adopted it, and it's like ugly cute, and it cuts to him going ugly cute. This is he's like F you ugly cute. Look at this, you're ugly cute. F off.
Yes, sir. That can be pretty funny.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of dog videos. They calm me down.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
They're good for my soul.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, Roger, JP. Anytime you want to be part of the discussion on the show, you got something to get off your chest, you want to call in. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Chills.
Disney's on the phones.
I don't even know what this is.
This song.
This is the one shining moment thing, right?
Picture all the highlights of these boys are crying and, here we go.
We won!
I do love watching kids cry.
Well, you're going to love this song more by the time the tournament's over. We'll be right back.
This just sucks! Of your heart, feel the wind in your face.
It's Roger.